بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، إن شاء الله we'd like to read one of these نداء from نداءات الرحمن لأهل الإيمان from our Sheikh Abu Bakr Jabir al-Jazairi rahmatullahi alayhi wa hafizahullah. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi is a mudarris in the Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, in the Prophet's Masjid sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madina, and I'm happy to say that I was fortunate to meet the Sheikh as my brothers, my colleagues who preceded me and succeeded me, and they were there with me and I was there with them. We met him and alhamdulillah we took knowledge from him, and he is probably one of the most knowledgeable, wallahu a'lam, one of the most knowledgeable scholars in the world, definitely in Saudi Arabia, and most definitely at the Prophet's Masjid sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he for years has had the largest circle in the Prophet's Masjid, where there's literally hundreds of people. And I was also fortunate, alhamdulillah, of being there when he was explaining the Quran from the beginning to the end. And I think while I was there, he was at Surah Zukhruf. And I think he's finished it now. He's finished the Quran. It took him about 9 years of classes on 2 days a week. 9 years to complete the entire Quran from the beginning to the end. And his Quran is in a 4-volume set. So this is Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, and he's alive, alhamdulillah, though he's now in a wheelchair. The last time I saw him last year. But alhamdulillah, he's alive, and he still has a lot of energy. And this book that he's written, as we mentioned, is called Nida'ur Rahman li Ahl Iman, the vocations, meaning the calls of the beneficent to the people of faith. That's the name of this book. And he calls it Nida'at because he's every chapter in this book, and there are the way he designed this book, there are 90 Nida'at, 90 of them. The reason why he calls it Nida'at from the word An-Nida', because An-Nida' is the Ya Ayyuha Ladina Amnu. So he took all of the verses, well, not all of them, but he took a lot of the verses, well, 90 of them, in the Quran that starts out, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. In the beginning of the book, of the first Nida', of which we're not going to discuss, he mentions the athar of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, إذا سمعت الله تقول يقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا فأرعيها سمعك فإنه خير يؤمر به أو شر ينهى عنه. He said, that's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said, if you hear Allah the Most High saying يا أيها الذين آمنوا, he said, فأرعيها سمعك, he said, give your ear to it, turn your listening attention to it. فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ أَوْ شَرٌ يُنْهَى عَنْهُ. Because if it's good, something good in it, you're going to be commanded with it. You're being commanded with something that's going to be good for you. And if it's prohibited, it's a prohibition, it's evil for you. So, in other words, the Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying that anything that comes after يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you should automatically give your ear to it, because Allah is addressing you. He's addressing you as though He was saying, Ya Jameel, Ya Khalid, Ya Abdullah, Ya Fatima, Ya Anisa. He's addressing you by the most auspicious of terms, which is, O you who has faith. So this is the way Sheikh Abu Bakr, Hafizahullah, has started it out. And we want to just give briefly, inshallah, An-Nida' 76 76. The 76th nida out of the 90. And this one is concerning wujub al-tafassuh fi al-majalis إذا أمر المؤمن بذلك ووجوب القيام من المجلس إذا أمر كذلك وذلك لصالح الدعوة. Allah, I hope my translation. Ameen. The obligation of tafassuh during the majalis. A tafassuh is when you spread out. Like if everybody's close together and you make tafassuh, that means everybody spreads out while you're having this majlis. Like right now, this is a majlis for us. Some people may call it a halaqah, but it's called a majlis. So this is the obligation of a tafassuh, of spreading out, making room, while you're having your majlis, your meetings, your halaqah, your lessons or whatever. Either umir al-mu'minu bidhalik. When the believer is ordered to do that, when the believer is ordered to make tafassuh, then they have to do it. This is the subject. ووجوب القيام من المجلس ووجوب القيام من المجلس and the obligation of standing up from among the majlis إذا أمر when the person is commanded to stand up كذلك likewise وذلك لصالح الدعوة and this is for the reparation and the correction of the da'wah of the invitation. So the sheikh, and maybe we have an English translation around here of this Mus'haf, of Quran, because the ayah is ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Mujadila, where the Shaykh says, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفتح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير. Oh, you who believe, Allah be with you. O you who believe, when you are told to make room in the majalis, in the assemblies, make room. In other words, spread out and make room. Allah will give you ample room. Allah will give you ample room. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will make room for you. If you make room, Allah will make room for you. Allah will give you ample room. And when you are told, انشزوا, فانشزوا, when you're told to rise, then rise. Or for any other good deed, rise up. Allah will, يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah will exalt in degree those of you who believe and those whom have been granted ilm. And Allah is well acquainted with what you do. The Shaykh begins by saying, اعلم أيها القارئ الكريم. May you know, O honorable reader of this book of course, أن هذا النداء الإلهي, that this divine call, because this is a divine call, it's not like when you go use a 9X or, you know, Bell telephone or something like that. This is a divine call, right? Needs no quarter either. And nida'u ilahi, this is a divine call. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, because the one who's making the call is divine. He says, huwa kan nida'i alladhi sabaqahu. He says, this nida' is like the one that preceded it, which is number 45, right? And we didn't do number 45, but he's saying, إِذْ هُوَ فِي تَرَبِيَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَتَهْذِيبِهِمْ لِيُكَمِّلُوا وَيَصْعَدُوا فِي الدَّارَيْنِ فَهَا هُوَ ذَا تَعَالَى يُنَادِيهِمْ بِقَوْلِهِ الْكَرِيمِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا He said, this is tarbiyah for the mu'mineen and tahzeeb for the mu'mineen. It is a form of education and a form of teaching them adab, teaching them etiquette and manners, so that they can become complete. لِيُكَمَّلُوا وَيَسْعُدُوا وَيُسْعَدُوا فِي الدَّارِ, so that the Muslim, the believer, can become complete in their lives, in their morals, in their character, and be happy in الدَّارِ, in this life, دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, or the next life, and in the next life, the دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. Right? He says, فَهَا هُوَ ذَا تَعَالَى, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُنَادِيهِمْ. It is Allah who's calling the believer, not anyone else. Allah, بِقَوْلِهِ الْكَرِيمِ الرَّحِيمِ, by His most merciful, it is Allah who's calling, by His statement, Allah who is الرحيم, الكريم الرحيم, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ, I, meaning, يَا مِنْ أَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وبمحمد النبي ورسولا. He says, in other words, he's calling on, O you who have believed in Allah as the Lord, in Islam as the Deen, and as Muhammad as the Prophet and a Messenger, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, فأصبحتم أحياء كاملين ذوي قدرة على السمع والطاعة. He says, and you have become those people who are living, completing, going forth towards Allah, completing what you're supposed to do, and the one who was full of strength and power for listening to Allah and obeying Allah. فَاسْتَمَعَ أَنْ طَاعَ, for listening to Allah and obeying Allah. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ, when it is said to you, make room in your majlises. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazari says, this means, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ مُرَبِّيكُمْ وَمُعَلِّمُكُمْ وَمُهَذِّبُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا وَآدَابًا. And it is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is saying this, who is being ordered by Allah to say this, when it is said to you, make room. And he is our murabbi, the Prophet is our murabbi, he's our mu'allim, and he's our muhazzib, in terms of akhlaq and deen. He is our teacher, he is our trainer, and he's our educator. He's our teacher, he's our trainer, and he's our educator in terms of our character and in terms of our etiquette. أَوْ غَيْرُهُ مِنْ مُرَبِّيكُمْ وَمُعَلِّمِيكُمْ وَمُهَذِّبِيكُمْ مِنْ عُلَمَائِكُمْ وَوِلَاتَ أُمُورِكُمْ وَوِلَاتَ أُمُورِكُمْ. Or, Shaykh Abu Bakr, Hafizullah, is saying that this verse is also referring to anyone else who teaches you, anyone else who trains you, anyone else who educates you from among the ulama and the people who are responsible for the affairs of the Muslims, like the amirs, the imams, etc. إِذَا قَالَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجْلِسِ, and when it is said to you to make room in the majlises, تَوَسَّعُوا, it means تَوَسَّعُوا لِيَجِدَ غَيْرُكُمْ مَكَانًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَوَسَّعُوا وَلَا تَبْخَلُوا وَلَا تَبْخُلُوا بِالْقُرْبِ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ أو من العالم المربي أو المذكر الذي يذكركم وعظا لكم وتذكيرا بما ينفعكم في دنياكم وأخراكم. Or it means the people who are teaching you, the person who is an alim, who is a rabbani, the person who is an active alim, meaning he implements what he knows, or he's the person who is reminding you and an admonition, by way of admonition, or the one who you're just getting the nasiha from and the remembrance from, the reminder from, which will benefit you in your deen, in your dunya, and in your next life. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا تَفَسَّحْتُمْ أَوْ تَوَسَّعْتُمْ عِنْدَمَا طُلِبَ مِنْكُمْ ذَلِكَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُكَافِئُكُمْ فَيُوَسِّعُ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بسعة الرزق وفي البرزخ في القبر وفي الآخرة بغرفات الجنة. He says, the Shaykh says, Hafidhullah, know for surety, O Muslims, that when you spread out, when you make room, when it's requested of you to do that, Allah Ta'ala will compensate you and give you a reward by making it spacious for you in three places. This is the meaning of it now. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ. When it is said to you to make room, spread out, by the scholar, by the teacher, by the khatib, by the talib al-ilm, by whoever who's in charge. When it's told to you to spread out, تَفَسَّحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah is going to spread it out for you, make room for you. The meaning of Allah is going to make room for you means these three things. Number one, فَيُوَسِّعُ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِسَعَةِ الرِّزْقِ. Allah is going to make it spacious for you in your provisions in the dunya. No one probably would ever have thought that just by the imam or the president or the director of the board or the teacher telling you, spread out, brothers, that you would get that first reward just by spreading out and obeying them. No one would ever, I don't think anybody could ever thought that. That the reward that you'd get for just spreading out, when the person tells you to spread out, would be Allah would increase your rizq. Allah would increase your provision. You having a problem paying your bills? Maybe it was because last night when the imam told you to spread out, you didn't do it. Could be. You didn't make the fasuh, so Allah didn't make the fasuh for you. Right? The second thing that Allah will do for you, because it's threefold, وَفِي الْبَرْزَخِ فِي الْقَبْرِ. And Allah is going to make tafassuh for you in the grave. In the barzakh. He's going to make the grave wide and spacious for you. And the third thing, finally, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ بِغُرَفَاتِ الْجَنَانِ. Allah is going to give you spacious rooms in Jannah for doing just that, spreading out. إِذْ بِهَذَا وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ بِقَوْلِهِ. He says, and by this, we see the promise of Allah, your Lord, by His statement, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. If you spread out, when it is said to you, spread out, in your majlises, spread, and you then spread out, Allah will make room for you, will spread out for you. That's a promise, the Shaykh says. هَذَا أَمْرٌ. It's a commandment from Allah. وَوَعْدٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That's a commandment, first of all. And then Allah promises you if you carry out His command. You command, you follow the command, Allah promises you something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, He says in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah doesn't break His promises. Right? So the Shaykh says, فَاغْتَنِمُوهُ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الصَّادِقُونَ. He says, so take advantage, O truthful believers. All believers who believe that this to be true, take advantage of this. وَلَا يُفَوِّتَنَّ الظَّنَّ وَالْبُخْلِ مِنْ مَجْلِسِ الْقَرِيبِ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ. And don't, you know, start using your own, don't miss the mark by using your opinions and being stingy. When you're told to spread out, don't start being stingy. And you don't want to get real tight getting close to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the person who's teaching you. And you see this all the time from students of knowledge. When the sheikh comes or the teacher comes and he starts teaching, they want to get right up on him and they don't want to give the other brothers any room. They don't make any room for the brothers, the other brothers who come. He says that وَلَا يُفَوِّتَنَّ الظَّنَّ بِالْبُخْلِ بِالْمَجْلِسِ الْقَرِيبِ مِنْ الرَّسُولِ وَالْعَالَمِ أو الوالي عليكم ما وعدكم الله تعالى به من التوسع في الرزق والقبر والجنة دار السلام. That don't miss the mark with using your thoughts, your using your own independent reasonings, and use and becoming stingy with the making the room, trying to get close to the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the scholar, or the commander, the amir, the imam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already promised you with spaciousness of rizq and provisions, and the grave and the Jannah, which is Dar as-Salam, the abode of peace. وقوله تعالى, now he moves on to the second part of the ayah. He says, في هذا النداء, in this call, Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. And when it is said, and when it is said to you, rise up, or for any other good deed, rise up, then rise up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues by saying, the English translation, Allah will exalt in degree those of you who believe and those who have been granted knowledge. Then the Shaykh says, فَهُوَ أَمْرٌ وَوَعَدٌ أَيْضٌ. This is a commandment again, also, and this is a promise. He said, وَمَنْ أَمْتَثَلَ الْأَمْرَ فَازَ بِالْوَعَدِ الْإِلَهِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ. Whoever أَمْتَثَلَ الْأَمْرَ, whoever complies, whoever complies to the commandment, faza bil wa'd, he becomes the winner of the promise. He becomes the winner of the promise. Not just any promise, al-ilahi al-kareem, the noble, honorable, generous, divine promise. And we know the expression we have here in America, keep your eye on the prize. So if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward that you're going to get, that's what we should be keeping our eye on. We'll get that. أَمَّا الْأَمْرُ, as for the command, now the Shaykh is breaking it down. He's separating the command, the أمر, from the وعد. أَمَّا الْأَمْرُ فَهُوَ إِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا. When it is said to you, rise up, then rise up. وَمَعْنَاهُ, and the meaning of it is, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَيَّامَ حَيَاتِهِ أو قال من دونه بعد وفاته من عالم مرب أو واعظ مذكر أو أمير حافظ للأمن والطهر للمؤمنين. إذا قال لك أنشز, أي ارتفع من مكانك, أي قم منهم, ليجلس مؤمن لحاجة تدعو إلى جلوسه لِمَا فِي ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصْلَحَةِ الدَّعْوَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ. The Shaykh says, the meaning of it is that when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the days of his life, or some other than that, after his death, I have to stop there. What does it mean by this? What does the Shaykh mean if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, in the days, in ayama hayatihi, from the days of his life, or other than that, after his death? In the hadith, and we have a narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My life is good for you, and my death is good for you. I'm as good for you in my life as I am is my good for you in my death as I am for you in my life." And this is the meaning of the ayah in the Quran: "فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ." If you differ in anything, then refer to Allah and His Messenger. Refer to Allah and refer to His Messenger has two meanings. Number one, when He's alive, you go straight to Him. Go to His house, go to the masjid, whatever. And after He dies, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means go to His Sunnah. Go to the recorded hadith, al-Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, al-Tirmidhi, etc. So the Shaykh says, or qala min dunihi ba'da wafatihi, or that those who are beside the Messenger of Allah after his death, min alimin murabbin, from a practicing alim, an educating practicing alim, aw wa'izin muzakkin, or a preacher who reminds, and we need to know the difference between a wa'iz muzakkir and an alim. I'm a wa'iz. That's what I do for a living. Dawood al-Deeb is a wa'iz. Dawood al-Deeb is not an alim. There's a difference between a khatib, an alim, and a wa'iz. A wa'iz is a person who gives wa'iz and maw'iza. He gives admonition. He just teaches.
He gives tezkira. He gives reminders. The khatib is the one who does the khutbah and does the weddings. That's it. That's all he is. And a wa'id can be a khatib, and a khatib can be a wa'id, but they don't necessarily mean he's an alim. It's a totally different category. And unfortunately, we have a lot of wa'av today, and we have very few alim, ulama. And people are confusing the alim, or the student of knowledge, let's just say the student of knowledge and the wa'iz with the alim. Or the sheikh says, amirun habibun, or the commander that is maintaining. Hafiz here means, Allahu alam, amirun hafizin lil amn, that he's maintaining the security, the safety, and the tuhur, and the purity, lil mu'mineen, for the believers. Idha qala laka unshuz, and if it is said to you, make room, it means irtafi' min makanika. It means, or not make room, excuse me, rise up. It means get up from your place. That's what it means. If the imam, or the alim, or the sheikh, or the student of knowledge, or the wa'iz, or the amir, tells you, rise up from your place, the meaning of it is, number one, is to literally rise up from your place. قُمْ مِنْهُ لِيَجْلِسَ مُؤْمِنٌ لِحَاجَةً تَدْعُ إِلَى جُلُوسِهِ لِمَا فِي ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصْلَحَةِ الدَّعْوَةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ. It means that he's asking you to do, telling you to do this, to make room for someone else who's coming to get the Islamic da'wah. In other words, the sheikh may, because he's an alim, he knows better than you. You may be in his circle all the time. You may always be in his halakha. And this is something that is really important. The adab of the alim and the muta'allim. What is the adab of the faqih and the mutafaqih? The student and the teacher. What can the student do towards the teacher? What is the duty of the student towards the teacher? What is the etiquette of the student towards the teacher? What is the etiquette of the teacher towards the student? I remember the author of this book, Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazari, one time like it was yesterday. Like this happened yesterday. I remember vividly, clearly. There was a young brother, almost middle-aged brother. He was saying something to the Sheikh because the Sheikh was pointing to something. He was calling the green dome over the Prophet's grave, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that green bid'ah. He said, "You see that green bid'ah right there over the Prophet's grave?" Sheikh has a lot of heart. Some countries you can't do things like that. The Sheikh didn't even care. He was sitting in the Prophet's masjid. He said, "And that green bid'ah right there." So the brother got upset. "Why you want to call that, Sheikh? Why you want to do that? You shouldn't say things like that." Then he started saying some other things. So the Sheikh said, "A'udhu billahi minka wa kalamik." He said, "I seek refuge with Allah from you and your speech." So the brother got real upset then. He said, "How are you going to say it to me? A'udhu billahi. How do you call yourself a alim?" He says, "I say it again. A'udhu billahi minka wa min kalamika. I seek refuge with Allah from you and from your speech." Because he had said something real serious. Right? And then he said, "Because you don't know what an alim can say to the student." He said, "I'm allowed to say that to you." That shows us, you know, that there's some things that there's a relationship between the student and the teacher that a lot of us may not be aware of. So when the student is told by the sheikh to get up to let someone sit there, obviously the sheikh knows the situation. He knows that you've been sitting in his lectures for 5 years. You know this stuff. Now here's somebody coming. He don't have no beard. He's got his ihram with his shoulder. He's not even in ihram, really. He's got his ihram on with his shoulder exposed, when it should only be exposed when he's making the tawaf of arrival. So you can tell that he don't know what he's doing. So the sheikh said, "Hum, unshus, irtafir min mechanic. Get up from your spot and let him have that spot." Why? So he can get close to the sheikh. And the sheikh says, "You know, what's your name? Where you from? You know, what's your kunya?" You know how the sheikhs do that. The automatic soften you up, right? They soften you up for the kill, right? getting you all ready.
Ya Akhi Kareem. You know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that you must keep your beard.
So this is the reason why, one of the reasons why the Sheikh may tell you to get up and give that person your seat. Right? So then Sheikh Abu Bakr goes on, he says, or if the Sheikh says, Qum lis salah, stand up for the salah. Or the Amir says, Qum lil jihad, stand up and go to jihad. Right? Or he may say, Qum li fi'l birr wa khayr, stand up and do some good act. Stand up and do something righteous. Like go over there and get some sadaqah. Right? فَقُمْ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِذَلِكَ, stand up toward the command of Allah the Most High to do that. إِذْ قَالَ لَنَا, if he says to us, وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا, when it says stand up, then stand up, it means ارْتَفِعُوا وَقُومُوا هَذَا أَمْرُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, أَمْرُ اللَّهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. He says this means to rise up, to stand up towards the command of Allah جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. وَأَمَّا وَعْدُهُ الْكَرِيمُ, as for the promise of the most noble Allah, the most generous Allah, the most bounteous and bountiful Allah, the promise is, فَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, Allah will rise up or exalt those among you who believe. Meaning, darajatun bin nasr or bin nasr wa dhikr al hasan fi dunya wa fi ghuraf al janna fil akhirah. That which Allah is going to exalt you in is, he's going to exalt you in his assistance, his aid and his support, and that people are going to say good things about you in the dunya, that your name is going to be raised. And people are going to say good things. This is a bushra. When people speak about you highly, wherever you may go, oh, that brother, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, he's given us a lot of benefit. This is a bushra in the dunya. And like our Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says, whoever has bushra in the dunya, he's going to have bushra in the akhirah. As for the kuffar, their bushra is in nar. That's why we're commanded by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we go by the graveyard of the kuffar to say, Abshiru bin Nah. Abshiru bin Nah. May you have bushra of the hellfire. May you have tidings of the hellfire. Right? But as for the Muslim, when someone speaks about him highly, this is a bushra in the dunya. And this is a good thing. Because if the people are speaking about him highly, that's an indication that the malaika are speaking about him highly. And if the malaika are speaking about him highly, then that's an indication that Mikael is speaking about that person highly. And if Mikael is speaking about that person highly, then Jibreel is speaking about him highly. And if Jibreel is speaking about him highly, then it's Allah who's making the rafa', as mentioned in this ayah. Allah is the one who is exalting you. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had some slight, we don't want to use despair, but the word is close to despair. He had some despair with this because some revelations weren't coming down. There were some revelations that didn't come down for a few months. And the kuffar, the pagans, were taunting him. Yeah, right. See that? You a prophet, all right. Yeah, you a prophet. Look, how come nothing coming down right now then? You ain't got no verses in 6 months. You claim you a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two surahs at once. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, all the way to أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, have we not opened your heart for you? وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, and removed your burden for you. وَوَضَعْنَا لَكَ, no, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we made the rafa' on your zikr. Meaning, we made your name, your reputation, exalted among mankind. We raised it for you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka an and tarfa'a zikri. Oh Allah, I ask you to exalt my zikr. Meaning, exalt the remembrance of me. Right now, they can say Jones is the most popular name in the world all they want. The most popular name right now, mentioned all the time out of any human being walking the face of the planet Earth, is Muhammad. No name of a human being is mentioned more times a day everywhere in the world than Muhammad. 5 times a day, 1 billion people every single day and night is saying Muhammad. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is making the raf' for us. The raf'. وَيَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, meaning بَالدَّرَجَاتُ النَّصْرِ وَالذِّكْرُ الْحَسْنُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and also the ghurf in al-jannah. He's going to give us raised rooms. The rooms are going to be exalted. The rooms are going to be extremely high. And this is the actual literal meaning of ghurfa. We call this room a ghurfa in Arabic. But the actual meaning of ghurfa means a room that's like a penthouse. That's the literal meaning of a ghurfa. A ghurfa means something that's exalted. It's elevated. It's a room that's real high. And then the Sheikh goes on, he says, and those things will be raised, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْكُمْ, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْكُمْ, and those who have been given knowledge. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers, درجات, meaning عالية لجمعهم بين الإيمان والعلم والعمل. That Allah is going to give them درجات, going to give them degrees, meaning He's going to exalt them, and combine in their degrees three things. He's going to combine in their elevation, al-iman, al-ilm, and al-amal. Their faith is going to be elevated. Their knowledge is going to be elevated, and their actions are going to be elevated simply because they follow the commandment of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the person who's teaching them in the majlis when they said get up. Simply for doing that act. Abdul Karim, get up. And you get up and let somebody else have their seat. Right? So the Sheikh goes on in conclusion, وَمِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ رَفَعَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الدَّرَجَاتِ لِعِلْمِهِمْ وَعَمَلِهِمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِمْ. And one of the things that indicates this elevation of those who are given their ilm, that they are darajat because of their knowledge and because of their action after their iman. And I'm going to ask Sheikh Jaffer to help me with this once again. My Arabic is not that good. This is a statement of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in qisbat al-atiya, wa hiya anna Umar radiallahu anhu قد استخلف على مكة نافع ابن عبد الحارث فلقيه يوما بعسفان فقال له, you with me, أنت معي, فقال له من استخلفت على أهل الوادي, بمعنى مكة, نعم, قال استخلفت عليهم ابن أبزة رجل من موالينا. فقال عمر استخلفت عليهم مولي معي, فقال يا أمير المؤمنين إنه قارئ لكتاب الله تعالى عالم بالفرائض قاص, نعم, أي محدث واعظ, نعم. فقال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أما إن نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين, نعم, رواه مسلم. I'll give it a try, إن شاء الله. This is a narration of Umar radiallahu anhu, which is the following story, of which Umar radiallahu anhu gave Nafi' ibn Abd al-Harith the khalifaship, for that lack of better words. He made him the ruler over Mecca. And he met him one day, bi'Asfan. I guess this is a place. Hadha makan? Bi'Asfan. It's a place. This is a place. I don't know where this place is. We'll check it one day, inshallah. فَقَالَ لَهُ So he said to him, مَنْ اسْتَخْلَفْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْوَادِي He said, who did you put over the people of the Wadi? The Wadi, أهل Wadi here. Wadi is a valley. But أهل Wadi means Mecca. It means Mecca, because Mecca is a valley. He said, who did you place over them? And Nafi' ibn Abd al-Harith, he said, اِسْتَخْلَفْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ ibnu Ubza, or Ubza. I put over them ibn Ubza, he was a rajulun min muwalina. He's a man from among our governors, the ones who take charge, right? Now, Mawalina, the Mawla. The Mawla. Yeah, Mawla, Mawalina. He's one of the people from our free slaves. He's one of the people from our free slaves. That's who he put over the people. Now, free slave. Adopted son, but a free They adopt a former adopted son. That's it. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Naam, Allah yubarakfik. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ So Umar said, اِسْتَخْلَفْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ a مَوْلًا He said, you put over him one of those one of those free slaves? That's what you put over the people? In other words, you know, like, put somebody that, you know, huh? No, has a higher status. Not somebody who's supposedly lowly. Yeah, from the one of the people who has, you know, has status. Not somebody who's lowly. Right? فَقَالَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَمَا إِنَّ نَبِيَّكَ Oh, excuse me. Then he said, يَا أَمِرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Now he's going to give Umar the answer of why he put somebody who seemingly has a low status. He's one of the free slaves. He said, إِنَّهُ قَارِئٌ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَالِمٌ بِالْفَرَائِضِ قَاصٌ He says that he is a reader or reciter of the Qur'an. Like Sheikh Ja'far. He's a qari لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى And he's an alim of the principles of inheritance. But he was a slave. Allahu Akbar, shows you how the people of the past were, right? In other words, he's muhaddithun wa'idun. He's a person who speaks and he gives the admonitions, etc. فَقَالَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَمَا إِنَّ نَبِيَّكُمْ He says, have you not known that the Prophet, your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخرين. Have you not heard that? Don't you not know that your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already said, "Surely Allah will raise some people by this book, and He'll debase others by it." He'll raise some people by this book, and He'll debase others. Inshallah, we'll finish this tomorrow. We only have about a paragraph left, and it's 8:03. We don't want to delay it anymore. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد We left off last night was it the 15th night of Ramadan? The 14th night of Ramadan 14-17 here in Masjid al-Muslimin, discussing this ayah in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله لكم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير. O you who believe, when it is said to you to make room in the assemblies, make room and Allah will make room for you. And when it is said, rise, then rise. And Allah will raise those who believe from among you and those who have been given knowledge degrees in degrees. And Allah is khabir of what you do. We left off, I believe, with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the story of Nafi' ibn Abd al-Harith radiallahu anhu, who was one of the Mawali or the Mawlas, one of the Mawlas of in the time of the Prophet's companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the freed slaves. And the hadith ends by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah will elevate people, He will elevate some people by this book, and He will lower or debase others by this book. And this is collected by Imam Muslim. So Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Jazari, he goes on, he says, وَلِنَعْمَلَ أَنَّ الْقِيَامَ مِنَ الْمَجْلِسِ بِدُونِ حَاجَةٍ كَمَا تَقَدَّمَ لَا يَجُوزُ كَمَا لَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُقِيمَ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ لِيَجْلِسَ فِيهِ. He said that standing up from among the midst of the majlises or the majalis without a need, like or similar to a person standing up for another person from the majlis to allow him to sit down is not permissible. It's not permissible. لِقَوْلِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. But the statement of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا يُقِيمُ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ فَيَجْلِسَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنْ تَفَسَّحُوا وَتَوَسَّعُوا. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, no man should make another man stand up from his seat so that he can sit down. No man should make another man stand up from his seat. In other words, I tell you, get up, move over, so I can sit down and sit next to the sheikh or whatever. Or any, just in general. So that person who made the person get up can sit down. وَلَكِنْ تَفَسَّحُوا وَتَوَسَّعُوا. But rather, what they should do, the Prophet ﷺ said, is spread out and make room. Spread out and make room. And make things spacious. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُقِيمُ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ وَلَكِنْ افْسَحُوا وَيَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, and unfortunately the Shaykh did not mention where these hadiths can be found, but these hadiths, I do know that they are authentic hadiths. He said, in the other narration, no man should make another man stand up from his place, from his majlis, ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ, then take his place, his majlis, take his seating place. وَلَكِنِفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. But spread out and Allah will make the fath for you. I'd like to stop right now, ask the question. In the first part of this ayah, where it says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. O you who believe, when it is said to you, تَفَسَّحُوا, spread out, make your assemblies wide, then spread out, and Allah will make it wide for you. I'd like someone now to tell me, what does it mean by that? Allah will increase your rizq, I mean He will spread out your rizq, make it wide, He will make your provisions wider. He will spread open the grave for you, He'll make the grave spacious, and what else? him. He'll give you spacious rooms. Spacious rooms. That's the meaning of those three things. When it says tanshuzu, or inshazu, tanshuzu. When it says rise up, then you should rise. What does that mean? That your iman will rise, will be elevated. What else? Huh? You forgot the other one? Huh? Yeah, but what do you get? What's the benefit? Because for each one of these, this verse is broken down into two parts. An amr and a wa'd. It's a command and a promise. If you follow the command, there's a promise that Allah has given you. You've already mentioned the first command and the first promise. Now the second one is to rise up. What's the promise if you rise up? Allah will raise you up in the hereafter. He'll give you elevated position. What else? He will increase you in knowledge. He will couple that with elevating your practice, your amal. So it's the iman, your ilm, and your amal. It's your faith that's going to be elevated. It's your actions that are going to be elevated, meaning the standard of your actions, the character of your comportment. And the third one, your knowledge. What does this tell us? This tells us that the internal aspects of the human being is connected to his external aspects. And that the external aspects of the human being is connected to his internal aspects. In other words, if you do some act, some seemingly insignificant act, like standing up when the imam tells you to stand up, or the emir tells you to stand up, or the preacher tells you to stand up, or if they tell you to make room, just by the seemingly insignificant act of spreading out and making room for your brother in Islam, it spreads out something else. Just by you rising up, it makes something else rise up, your iman. So if a person wants to increase their iman, all they have to do is stand up and let the brother take the person's place. Of course, that's not if someone asks you, which would be in opposition to this hadith, but to allow the people to have room, etc. Now, when it says stand up, what does it mean stand up to do what? When it says rise, what does it mean? It was something else that we mentioned yesterday. There you go. To rise up for jihad, and the other one was? Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What was the other one? There was one mentioned before jihad. It was rise up for blank and rise up for jihad. It was three things. It was rise up for salah, rise up for jihad, and rise up for any actions of good. Any actions of good. That's the meaning of وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْفُجُوا فَانْشُزُوا. When it's said to you, rise up, meaning irtafi' min mekanik, it means literally to stand up from your place, but religiously, we want religious meaning. It means stand up from your place and go make the salah, or go make the jihad, or do some actions of khayr, some ma'amal as-salih. No. That's right. It's fulfilling the command of al-amr bil-ma'roof. So the Shaykh goes on, and this is the conclusion of it. He says, وَلِنَعْلَمَ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ بِاخْتِيَارِهِ وَبِدُونِ إِكْرَاهٍ أَنْ يَقُومَ لِذِي عِلْمٍ أَوْ كِبْرِ السِّنِ وَيَجْلِسُهُ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ وَلَا حَرَجٍ عَلَى الْاثْنَيْنِ. He said, so we know from this that it's permissible for the believer, out of his own choice, بِخْتِيَارِهِ, not somebody forcing him, بِدُونِ إِكْرَاهِ, right? He's doing it min ikhtiyarihi, bikhtiyarihi. He's doing it from his own volition. Bidun ikrahim, without being compelled, an yaquma li zi ilmin aw kibir as-sin, for him to stand up for somebody who is possessing knowledge or somebody who is elderly. Wa yujlisuhu fi majlisihi, and put him in his place. Alright? So in other words, the hadith that the Shaykh is bringing from the Prophet, لا يقيم الرجل الرجل من مجلسه فيجلس فيه, that let no man make another man stand up from his spot so that he can sit down, فيجلس فيه. I can't come and make you stand up, but you can stand up either A, from the command of the Amir or the Wa'iz or the Shaykh or the Alim telling you to do it, or B, you can stand up on your own for the person of knowledge, and you're not standing up for him, by the way. You're not standing up for him. You're standing up and leaving your position. There's a difference between, as we mentioned in the class in the Queen, there's a difference between al-qiyamu lahu and al-qiyamu ilayhi. There's a difference between standing up for someone and standing up to do something for someone. It's not permissible for anyone to stand up for anyone, even if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked in this door right now. If he walked in this door right now, it would be impermissible to stand up for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not permissible. But it's permissible to stand up to go towards him to greet him. But to stand up and stand right in your spot out of respect, out of honor for him, it's not permissible. And the proof is he himself didn't like it. He said, don't do it, and the companions didn't do it out of their knowledge of his hatred for it. They never, ever, in 23 years, stood up for him like people stand up for their maulana and their sheikhs and their muftis and their ulama and their whoever today. And this is a big problem around the Muslim world we mentioned. You, in almost any Muslim country, when the teacher walks in the classroom, the students will stand up. And they won't sit until the teacher sits. Nor can we, so if we can't stand for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much more Judge Finkelstein? How much more? It's not permissible. And whoever wants that they should stand up for them, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us, من أحب أن يتمثل له الناس قياما له قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever likes that the people, he has that feeling inside of his chest that the people to stand up for him, let him take his seat which is prepared for him in the hellfire. Alright, so this standing up that the Shaykh is talking about here is not talking about standing up ta'zeeman, takreeman, tashreefan. It's not out of honor and respect and glorification. The standing up that he's talking about is to allow someone to have your seat. Like an alim, or somebody who's zul ilm, he has knowledge, or somebody who's kibir sin, he's elderly. Alright? Then the Shaykh goes on, he said, وَلَا حَرَجَ عَلَى الْإِثْنَيْنِ. He says, there's no problem for those two categories. Those two categories, it's no problem of letting them have your seat. Then Shaykh Abu Bakr, Hafizahullah, he says, كَمَا أَنَّ الْأُمِّيَّ إِذَا كَانَ وَرَاءِ الْإِمَامِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَجَاءَ ذُو الْعِلْمِ وَالنُّهَى فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْأُمِّيِّ أَنْ يَتَأَخَّرَ وَيَقُومَ الْعَالِمَ مَقَامَهُ. He said, just like the common Muslim, who doesn't have a lot of knowledge, he's a common Muslim, if he's standing behind the Imam in Salah, listen to this closely, brothers. If he's standing behind the Imam, the Ummi, the person who doesn't have a lot of knowledge, he's standing behind the Imam, the Shaykh says, in Salah, or waiting for the Salah. وَجَاءَ ذُو الْعِلْمٍ وَالنُّهَى. And a person comes who has ilm. Of the Book of Allah, of the Deen of Islam, and he's reached puberty also, and Nuha, he's also that one of those people, not just puberty, but the person who's has acumen. He has knowledge and he has acumen. He's, you know, knowledgeable. Then, فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْأُمِّيِّ أَنْ يَتَأَخَّرَ وَيَقُومُ الْعَالِمَ مَقَامَهُ. Then it is incumbent upon the common person, and we mean by common person, we mean a person who doesn't have ilm here, as much ilm as the alim, or the student of knowledge. And more specifically, the person who has good knowledge of Quran, and he understands the ahkam of sharia, the ahkam, the arkan of the salah, etc. He said, then it is for that person to step back and allow the alim to take his place. This is a part of the sunnah. لِقَوْلِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And here's the proof. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لِيَلَنِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim. Let those people who are ahlam, the people who have reached puberty and discretion, and nuha, the people who have ilm, let those people get close to me. That's why you see in Mecca and in Al-Madina and some other places where they try to practice some of the sunnah, a lot of the sunnah at least, inshallah, you see those people on the road behind Sheikh Sudais and Al-Hudaisi and Ali Jaber and those people whoever lead the Salat in those places. You see, if you look behind them on those videos or whatever, when the Imam is leading the Salat to Haram, you'll see a row of those elderly men, 10 or 20 of them. And they're always there, right on the first row. Those are the people who are ulul ahlami wa nuha. So if the Imam makes a mistake or he has to leave, you have somebody who can take his place. But if you got a whole lot of people here, you know, people who لا يعرف بوع من الكوع, he doesn't know his knee from his elbow, then, you know, you won't be able to preserve the salah. So the Sheikh, he ends it by saying, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then, in the next row, you have those who are next in line as far as their ilm, and then those after them who are next in line who have ilm. Then the Sheikh says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فِي خِتَامِ النِّدَاءِ. And Allah ends this auspicious ayah by his statement, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah is khabir of what you do. He says, إِنَّهُ يُذَكِّرُهُمْ بِعِلْمِهِ بِهِمْ فِي جَمِيعِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ لِيُرَاقِبُوهُ فَيَلْزَمُوا طَاعَتَهُ وَطَاعَةَ رَسُولِهِ وَيُحَافِظُوا عَلَى تَقْوَاهُ لِيُحَافَظُوا وِلَايَتَهُ تَعَالَى لَهُمْ فَيَأْمِنُوا مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْحَزْنِ فِي الدَّارِينَ حَقَّقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَنَا ذَلِكَ آمِينَ. He says, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding you of his knowledge. By Allah saying at the end of the ayah, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, Allah is reminding you now that he's fully aware, that he has full knowledge, unlimited knowledge, he's aware of everything, that he is aware of what you do in all of their affairs, and that they should be vigil. They should have muraqabah. They should be watchful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. They should be remindful that Allah is watching them, and stick to obeying him and obeying the messenger, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they should maintain the fear of him, and also they should maintain their wilayah with Allah, their loyalty to Allah, their friendship with Allah ta'ala that he has for them. And as a result, they will be safe. وَيُؤْمَنُوا مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْحُزْنِ. They will be safe from fear and sadness in this life and in the next. حَقَّقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَنَا ذَلِكَ. May Allah make us attain that. Ameen. That's the way the Shaykh ends it. So this is the meaning of this ayah, inshallah. This is ayah number 11 of chapter 58, Surah Al-Mujadilah. And if there is anything that we said that is correct, it is all from Allah, the one who بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ and بِمَا نَعْمَلُ خَبِيرٌ, the one who knows what you and I and all of us do, he's aware of it. And anything that I said that is incorrect, is from the one who was cast out of the Jannah, cursed and wretched, as Shaytan and or myself. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabati ajma'in. Naam. I don't know about the people in general. Yes, in general, if you get that first row, that's the most auspicious row, because the Prophet ﷺ said that we're in front of Allah. The person that's in that row, that's the most auspicious row. But all of those general hadiths that talks about the first row or the first rows now have to be looked at in light of this hadith. You have to add this specific hadith to those general hadiths. Those general hadiths doesn't mean that you just throw everybody to the side and just put some knowledgeable people there. But some space should be made for those people. Some space should be made for those people. Because the preservation of the deen is through the people of knowledge, not the people who are ignorant. So if we don't have the people of knowledge standing behind Ja'far when he's leading the Salah, then he could be, if Allah causes him and tries him to make a mistake in his Salah, there's no one there. You have a person in the 80th row, he can't hear them correcting him. You know, this is just a small example. But in general, yes, the person should rush to try to get to that first row. But the people who allows the Sheikh, or the Alim, or the student of knowledge who has some knowledge of the Quran, to take his place, he's going to get the reward for following that other hadith of letting the ulul ahlam and nuha take his place. Plus, he'll get the reward for being in that spot, even though he's not in that spot. See, because of his niyyah, and because of him implementing and executing the other commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. No, the alim can't tell him to leave. No, he has to leave on. You have to leave on your own. Yeah, they can't force you to leave. Right, that's right. Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, go ahead. Yes, I have the right to refuse. No, because I wanted you to be there. Yeah, that's why I wanted you to be there. Huh? Can't win, huh? You can't win, Akhi. At least not with me, you can't. Inshallah, what that'll do is, inshallah, that'll make you study some more, because you're so upset that I keep doing this, and then you'll really earn that place, and then we won't have to worry about it anymore. And then my application, or my lack of application, right? He always says that. Yes, we should lead by example. You're absolutely right, inshallah. So inshallah, I'll try to make it to the first row next time. Inshallah. And hope that you're standing next to me. Now. Inshallah. You want to say something? So inshallah, Sheikh Ja'far. Oh, I'm sorry. Lean. Yeah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhibbu ar-rafq. Inna Allah rafiq yuhibbu ar-rafq. No. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, alhamdulillah. Let's make this a lot, inshallah. Oh, no. Yeah.